Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owners. No problem, people. It's 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. And just placed on my desk here in the studio in a Huron County Circuit Court hearing today, Judge Prill addressed several motions in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Mark Wesley Rolfe, involving three separate files, 267-400-FC, 267-448-FH, and 267-449-FH. The court granted a motion to consolidate all three cases for a single trial, a request to which the defense had no objection. Regarding the file 267-449-FH, the prosecution sought to add three counts of CSC fourth degree. The district court had previously bound over only two counts without providing an explanation for its decision. Judge Prill remanded this file back to the district court, requiring an explanation for its original ruling to ensure a clear record. For file 267-400-FC, the prosecution's motion to add 12 counts of CSC first degree was granted. The court cited MCR 6.112H and relevant case law, determining that the amendment would not unfairly surprise or prejudice the defendant, particularly as a pretrial summary form had indicated the possibility of further charges. A motion concerning similar acts 404B was postponed, with the court deciding to wait until the remanded 267-449-FH file returns from the district court. And also in Huron County Circuit Court today, Judge Prill sentenced James Cameron Hewins for unlawful posting of a message and malicious use of a telecommunications service, charges to which he pleaded guilty on March 23rd. During the proceedings, the court addressed several updates to Mr. Hewins' pre-sentence report. It was confirmed he holds a GED and his current employment was noted, placing previous job information. Clarifications were also made regarding past employment and a misunderstanding within a victim impact statement. Mr. Hewins' attorney highlighted his client's efforts to maintain employment and responsibility despite facing homelessness and preparing for a child's arrival. The defense also requested work release. The court imposed a 24-month probation period. Conditions include prohibitions on alcohol and controlled substance, mandatory substance abuse and mental health treatment, and a curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mr. Hewins is also ordered to have no contact with the victims and must maintain legitimate employment for at least 30 hours weekly. For the unlawful posting charge, Mr. Hewins received 180 days in county jail with credit for one day served. For malicious use of a telecommunications service, he was sentenced to 6 months in county jail, also with credit for one day served. Financial penalties were also imposed. Work release and other programs are permitted, subject to Sheriff's Department policy. When we come back from this McVeigh Insurance Agency sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Combine your policies and save big with the McVeigh Insurance Agency. This is Tammy Pulaski. We offer multi-policy discounts when you have your home, automobile, and life insurance with McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. For a free quote, call 269-9977.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
This is Lynette Long from the McVeigh Insurance Agency. We are your local independent agent that puts your needs first. For a free quote, call 269-9977.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Jordan David Largent recently appeared in Huron County Circuit Court before Judge Prill for a probation violation hearing. The case involved an agreement between the defense and prosecution. Defense attorney Elizabeth E. Weisenbach and prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski presented a global offer. Mr. Largent admitted to the probation violation petition. In exchange, a separate charge for possession of mushrooms was dismissed. Mr. Largent pleaded guilty to 5 probation violations. These include testing positive for methamphetamine, possessing marijuana, using marijuana, and possessing mushrooms. The court accepted the plea, confirming it was a voluntary understanding and accurate. Sentencing is scheduled for June 29, 2026 at 9 a.m. An updated probation violation report has been ordered for both legal counsels prior to that date. And in a Huron County Circuit Court hearing today, Judge Prill presided over a plea agreement for defendant Mr. Piskor. Mr. Piskor, represented by attorney Dallas L. Rooney, faced charges of resisting and obstructing a police officer. The prosecution, represented by David Wallace, outlined the plea terms. Mr. Piskor agreed to plead to resisting and obstructing a police officer. For the obstruction charge, a 1-year delay of sentence was proposed, with the conviction to be entered as attempted obstruction. During the factual basis review, Mr. Piskor confirmed that on December 21st, 2025, in Harbor Beach, he failed to comply with commands from an officer, including turning away and not putting his hands behind his back. The court accepted the plea. Sentencing is scheduled for August 10th, 2026 at 9 a.m. with a pre-sentence investigation report ordered. Regarding bond, the defense requested a stay due to previous bond violations involving positive BAC tests. The defense attorney cited a potential auto brewery syndrome and stated the defendant is seeking a diagnosis. The court set a new bond at $50,000, emphasizing a need to follow bond conditions. And that's been your local news, which you can get anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries and weather. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, your auto owner's no-problem people at 704 North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe.